Et maintenant, c'est Dark Mysteries sur Art District avec Madeleine d'Est.
Welcome to Dark Mysteries, a book review show devoted to crime, mystery, thrillers, and the dark side of human nature. I'm Madeleine Diaz. Join me as I talk about great books in the crime and mystery genre. Today's book is In the Blood by Steve Robinson. Published by Thomas and Mercer in 2014, today's book is all about genealogy, a wooden box, and Cornwall. Jefferson Tate is an American genealogist, engaged by a wealthy Boston businessman to research his wife's family tree. At a dead end, Tate has to fly to the UK and Cornwall to finalise his report and find out what happened to the Fairbairn family when they returned to Cornwall from America to reclaim their land and title. It seems the family disappeared into thin air. Tate's investigations begin as normal, trawling through churches and graveyards and public record offices, but quickly it becomes apparent that someone doesn't want Tate poking about in the history of the Fairbairns. Someone is following him. Someone who wants the answers to the same questions as he does. And someone who will stop at nothing to get what they need. In the meantime, in a local Cornish village, Amy, a young widow, makes a discovery under the floorboards of her historic home, a writing box. She's intrigued by the box, and when further investigating, she meets Tate in a museum. Little do they know, but their investigations are intertwined, and they are both in danger. In the Blood is a clever historical thriller that flips between the 18th century and current day as Tate and Amy try to find the answers behind the box and the Fairbairn family. The book takes place in the picturesque landscape of Cornwall with its seas and rivers, cliffs and caves, as well as stately homes and churches. The occupation of Tate as a family history researcher is a perfect way to intertwine a historical storyline into a modern thriller, as well as show how the past can still have impact on the current day and that some people are still very keen to keep secrets secret. Chubby middle-aged Tate is scared of flying and an unlikely action hero, but he finds himself in scene after perilous scene, determined to get justice as well as find out the answers to the Fairbairn mystery. Amy came to Cornwall to start a new life with her husband, but since his disappearance in a storm, she's been unable to move on, especially as he hinted at an exciting secret on the day he died, a secret she's never solved. The story also follows the Fairbairn family, including the last owner of the writing box, the young daughter Luenna, who unfortunately died at 17 years old, and the secret she left in the box to be discovered over 300 years later. In the Blood is an entertaining mix of historical detail, action, and suspense. It's not all rifling through dusty papers in libraries or reading death records. There are boat chases, fight scenes, rescues, and Tate ends up in hospital on multiple occasions. The book is also about power and privilege, shame and obsession, rivalries and winning back lost inheritances. So if you like family history, suspense, action, Cornwall and boats, you might like In the Blood by Steve Robinson. Thanks for listening to Dark Mysteries. If you have any feedback or want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. If you'd like to listen to past reviews, please go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. And until next time, happy reading.
C'était Dark Mysteries sur Art District, la chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Est qui nous vient directement d'Australie.